All right. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. I'm Heather.
I'm Laura.
So we are Sweet, Sweet Death. And I don't know. I guess this week probably wasn't exciting as last week.
Yeah.
For you.
It was, yeah. I mean, it's been okay.
Yeah.
I
no have... phone stolen.
Yeah.
No asking youths where the police station is. I think, what did you say? You started a new job.
Yep.
Recently.
Hopefully my old coworkers don't remember the name of this podcast and listen and be like, that bitch, she's not dead.
Yeah. I don't know. Not, again, nothing going on in my life. I finally went to the doctor. He told me I didn't need to be in the boot anymore. So
yay.
I'm just wearing shoes like a normal person. But so, you know, I was in a boot for a long time, even before that, when I shouldn't have been,
yeah.
But I had no choice. I had to keep working. So, and then it had been so long since I had worn a left shoe that I can only find one left shoe in this whole house. All of my left shoes, I don't know where they are.
So funny.
They're somewhere in this house. And I've like checked under the bed, checked in the closets. I'm like, where the fuck are all my left shoes? I cannot find them.
They just walked out. They all
teamed
up. And
in just one shoe hopping in front of the other. Just a line of left shoes.
I did have a continuation. So you remember when I told you that freaking hobo guy who was like Abby or whatever?
Yeah.
So when I was going to my sister's house again, they were on the side of the road and I had like my music like blasting.
Yeah.
And I was just hoping, because I was like stopped at the light, that they wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah.
But of course he like caught up. He had like this mask. It's like from something. I don't remember what it's from, but it looks like a weird like dog face skeleton or something.
What in the hell? Okay.
And I just see from the corner of my eye like arms waving. And I was like, oh God. And then like I like turned down my music and he's like, am I cool enough to be in your group? And then he put on that weird little mask.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And I was like, yeah, like or whatever, you know, just like I'm stuck at the light.
And then he got in your car.
No. Oh. But you just reminded me of something else I
okay.
to tell you about. So then I was like, yeah, whatever, sure.
Yeah.
He's like, can you please bring me back some food? And like, I still hadn't had my credit cards yet either.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like literally broke.
Yeah.
I had like, I think $7 from going to Skate City. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't. And he's like, Taco Bell, McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have money maybe, and I like opened my wallet.
Laura.
Yeah. And then I just like gave him $7. He's like, you know, he's like, you look like my first girlfriend, Alyssa. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, you're not her, are you? I was like, no. He's like, good, because she tried to kill me or something like that. I was like, okay. And then the light turned green and I was like get me out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, okay.
He didn't chase after you barking like a dog with his mask on.
Fuck. No. It was so funny, though. He did have three dogs, though, with him, and they were all like, wah, 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 like while like he's talking to me. And I was just like, oh, my God. But, yep. So encountered him again.
Yeah.
Very strange. Started my new job. Okay. So then.
Okay.
As I told you, I went on like a date, a horrible date, like
yeah.
the night before last.
Yeah.
And on the way there, I had stopped to get like White Claws. And when I went to the liquor store, it's like one by my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, the guy at the register was like, actually, I'm not going to say anything. But anyways, the guy at the register was like, oh, like, so he's at the register. He like, is like talking to me. I can tell he like, I don't know, was like into me or something. And I was mm-hmm. just like, whatever. I wanted mojitos. They didn't have them. So I got fucking White Claws.
Yeah.
Then this fucking hobo guy walks in to get like a pack of matches because I guess they're free.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like sitting there talking. And then it's like also a drive-through liquor store. So then like someone drives through. And then the guy at the register is like, oh yeah, a sexy girl came in or something like that. And I was like,
ooh.
Oh God. Like it was like really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then the hobo's like, sexy girl, where? And then he turns around. He's like, oh. He's like, you're sexy as hell. Like, just, like, starts, like, saying all this weird stuff to me. I was like, oh, my God. It's, like, so uncomfortable. I was just, like, standing there with the White Claws, like, and then the people at the drive-thru were, like, taking forever. And I was like, and then, like, he starts talking to me. He's like, so, you're going to drink with me? And I was like, I'm going to drink with friends right now, so sorry.
Or whatever.
And then he's like, I wish you would drink with me. He's like, that's fine. I can think about it. And then he, like, is like, I wish I could find my bottle of, I don't even know what he said, like, in my car. And I was like, oh. I was like, well, maybe you'll find it just one of those days. He's like, no, not one of those days. I want it today. And then I was like, okay. And like, as he's talking to me, dude, like a spaghetti noodle just falls from nowhere. I don't know where it came from. Onto the ground. And I was just like staring at it like, where did that come from? And then he's just like, you know, like rambling. He was like drunk, like so drunk. Just like that like slurred like drunk talk. And then... then I was like, okay, like, I, like, get everything, like, leave, like, the guy at the register was like, you should bring your friend, we can all drink, or whatever.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, bye.
I've had enough excitement for one night.
Yeah. So I, like, left, I'm, like, getting into my car, and as I'm backing out, the hobo guy just, like, jumps out from, like,
Jesus
like, behind my car.
Christ.
He's like, wait! Then he's like, wait, back up. Then he's, like, guiding me, like, one of the people, like, who, like, guides airplanes, and he's like, now stop! And then he, like... leans into my window and he's like, you never gave me your number. And
oh, I was like, Jesus.
I was like thinking, I was like, do you even have a cell phone? But anyway,
did you just tell him like nine, my number is nine, just call nine?
I was like, sorry, I was like, I live right down the road, maybe you'll see me again sometime. He's like, it's like pitch black too. He's like, you see that table over there? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you can't see it right now, it's dark. And I was like,
well, yeah. Yeah, but I was hoping you wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, he's like, what's your name again? I was like, Laura.
You should have said Abby.
I know.
My name's Abby.
I was like, what's your name again? Something with a K.
Yeah.
And then he started like laughing. He's like, see, I like you. He's like, you should. He's like, we go to that table. We have some drinks. We have some laughs. He like points to like just a random spot on the ground, like next to the dumpster. He's like, sometime we'll all sit over there, have some drinks, have some laughs. I was like, okay. He's like, you should come hang out with us. I was like, I was like, all right, yeah, maybe one day, you
know. I'll see ya.
And then he's like, okay, what's your name again? I was like, oh my God, that's like Laura. He's like literally like leaning on my car. I was like, just move. So I can, and like the way, like where he had me stop, people are like trying to pull into the parking lot, and I'm like blocking it. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then finally, yeah, he just like let me go. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, because you were held hostage there in the parking lot.
But yeah, it was just my weird encounters with, I don't know why. Well,
that reminds me of that old lady. There was this old bitch that called into the cake shop one time. And she was, I don't know if you were working there when she picked up the cake. I accidentally made it too big. And she was like, this is gigantic. This is ridiculous. How? No one will ever be able to eat this much cake. And it was like a little 6-inch round that was carved.
Really?
It was carved into a golf ball. And she was having a fucking meltdown, dude. She was like this old skeleton lady with like this giant fur coat. And like I called her Mama Rose. I don't remember why. Her name wasn't Rose, but like I called her Mama Rose for some reason. But like she called me and she had me on the phone for like a fucking hour.
Oh,
finally,
God.
I was like, I have to go. Yeah. Like I know customer service needs to be good, but like this is insane. She was telling me about all her ex-husbands and shit, and like how one of them, yeah, and my ex-husband, he was gay. He tried to kill me. She like she starts like telling me this story about how he was a motorcycle rider. I don't know. I think she was out of her fucking mind. So you never really know what kind of characters you're gonna run into, and they will tell you their life fucking story. I don't. She told me all kinds of stories. The one that I loved, my Herbert or whatever his name was. She was like, he died of cancer. It's like,
God.
You're ordering a fucking golf cake. Can you please not tell me any of this? Fuck, people are crazy.
Yeah, they really are. That's so funny. I feel like I'm just picturing her in this giant fur coat. Like,
oh yeah, like short, definitely like osteoporosis, like big fur black coat. It like she was swimming in it, you know. But yeah, wow. I don't know. I think it was probably like a fucking 80 degree day. Yeah. She was in this giant fur
coat.
That's
like in that movie The Help or whatever.
I don't
have know. You seen that?
I've seen it, but I don't remember.
It's like her crazy like mom. It's like so hot out. They're just like fanning themselves the whole time, like she's sweating. And then she's like, Miss whatever her last name is. Like she's like, it's 80 degrees out. Do you really need your coat? She's like taking it off of her. She's like, oh, 80 degrees? Then I'll put my coat on. She just like puts her arms like right back in it. They like all are outside. She's like in this giant fur coat. Like that's just like what I picture.
We laugh because sometimes we fly into Ontario, John and I, and it was like 70 degrees out. It was getting on to evening time, and there were dudes in fucking parkas, like like it was the Arctic, man. Like, seriously, like you'd think they were on an excavation.
Yeah.
And they were just in Orange County. Like, it's 70 degrees out and they're all like bundled up. Like, I don't know. I think maybe now I'm too judgmental that I've been in Colorado for so long and I can handle cold weather. Cause I remember going over to a friend's house and we were like, it's 68 degrees in here. And we like turned her heater up like to like fucking 90.
Oh my God.
Like, it's what freeze to death in here. And it was like 68 degrees or something.
It's in the fucking 60s.
So, and then, okay. I've been listening to like a bunch of old Kevin and Bean. And they were going over, people were calling in to talk about bad tattoos. And I think there's a couple favorite ones, but like the best one I think was a girl that had a little fairy, she said, tattooed on her belly. And she got pregnant, but they needed to do a C-section.
Uh-huh.
So she goes right where the fucking fairy was. She was like, they cut the head off. They like decapitated her. Like when they sewed her back up, she was like, she didn't have a head. She's Aww. Just this like headless fairy on her stomach.
That sucks. That's
and funny. Then the other dude that I really like, because I feel bad for him, but like he was engaged to his girlfriend for like a couple years. He had a picture, like he had a tattooed of her face on his back. And then he goes, yeah, and then I broke up with her when I came out of the closet, and now my boyfriend won't move in with me until I get it covered or removed by laser.
Oh my God.
He was like, because there's just always that reminder that I had this other life, I guess. And he was like, he calls it my inability to make decisions or something like that.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for that guy.
I do too. Because this was like, you know, well, when that particular morning episode aired, it was like 2005.
Oh yeah,
so it's still
nice.
If an actor came out as gay, people lost their fucking minds.
Like, oh my God,
yeah,
I can't believe it. He played a straight person one time in a Disney show. Like,
yeah, it's funny what we get all worked up over.
Oh, so what was I gonna say? I watched this movie too called Malignant. Or
oh, I've seen it advertised on HBO Max, but I'm too scared to watch it.
So actually it's like not really, it's like so it's like when I was watching it, I was so confused because I was like, why is this funny? Like, why is this like really hilarious? And then I realized it's like a campy like horror movie. And like, I guess if you look up like James Bond said, like, I'm going for, like, this isn't my typical horror movie, because he made, like, The Conjuring and The Nun and all this stuff.
Oh, okay. And so people were expecting, like...
Yeah, and if you read, like, reviews, people are, like, really pissed. Like, this is the worst horror movie ever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, in his little thing, Ew. He was like, I'm going for something, like, you would find, like, in the 80s in, like, a video store and, like, a back shelf or something like that. And then after I read that, I realized, like, oh, this makes, like... a lot more sense then. And then I was like, okay, I guess it wasn't actually that bad. Like, then it was, like, pretty good or whatever, but...
Isn't that crazy when you, like, change your mindset?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it becomes good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really fucking bizarre. Just, like, really, like, I feel like you could watch it. Like, it's not really, like...
Okay.
It's, like, very, like, slasher, like, horror. Like,
I really enjoyed Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Was it kind of... Did you see that one?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
That's a horror movie. You need to watch that. And it's one of the few... The Thing and the fucking Cabin in the Woods. Those are the two fucking movies.
I think I've seen, like... Okay, so I think I know, like, about Cabin in the Woods. Like, I know, like, what it's about, but I haven't ever, like...
It's hilarious. It's actually really fucking funny. You should watch it. I think you'd enjoy the shit out of it.
All right.
They handle all the cliches. They, like, confront them all head on. It's really funny. Yeah. And it's just done in such a creative way that it's scary, but it's not...
Yeah.
There's, like, a purpose behind everything that happens. Yeah. And, like, you understand the process of the horror movie.
It's... Yeah. That's how this was, too. I think you would like it.
Okay.
You should watch it. And, like,
okay.
Yeah. Because I was just, like, watching it, like, laughing hysterically, like, Dom and I. And we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, there's just, like, some parts, like, oh, my God, dude, like... I couldn't stop running backwards because, like, I don't want to ruin anything, but I was just, like, running around the house backwards, just, like, because it was so, like, I was just, like, making fun of it, kind of. I was just, like, this is fucking hilarious, but.
Okay, if it's funny, I'll
get,
because I like the comedy ones, like, I love Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
I can do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do
like,
it.
Probably, like, starting off, you'll be like, oh, like.
This is
there's like
much.
Some like there's like some like jump scares. It's like very like, but like all the shots in the movie, too, are really just like. like pretty good, like just like weird, like, and there's some stuff you don't want to think about too hard because you're just like, this doesn't really make sense, but I don't know, it was pretty like good, I guess, like kind of weird and just like different, so
okay.
But I watched that, and then, like, I don't know. That's probably...
I finally watched, after years of you telling me to watch it, Russian Doll.
Did you like it?
I fucking loved it. So good. I was angry that there's not a second season. I know. So, apparently, they meant to film.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, held off. They started filming earlier this year for the second season.
So, there is going to be a second season?
There's a second season. I'm excited. Yeah. Because I was like, what the... Because I could have sworn... I thought there were two seasons. So, I started watching it. And I was like telling John. I was like, yeah. And there's two seasons. He's like, there's two seasons? I was like, yeah, idiot. And then there's not two seasons.
Yeah. It's so good. I love how, like, just her personality and her character.
Oh, my God. Like... Her serious, like, deep gravel voice. Yeah. Like, she sounds like she's 80 years old. And... I do really like that actress, though. I really had only known her from American Pie. And then, what was she in that was, like, somewhat popular?
Orange is the New Black. And
I, like, she totally grew on me on that show. I was like, okay, man, she's got a lot more to offer. And then Russian Doll?
Yeah, dude.
That's the shit, so man. Good.
I need to rewatch that, actually, because it was, like...
I actually started playing it again last night. Oh, really? I was like, I'll just watch it again.
I really loved it. I love, like, how she's, just, like, that, like, scene when she's, like, trying to go down the stairs. And she's, like...
even talking to her friend when she's ditching the party again. And she's like, I got a problem. I got to get down some stairs. Like the eighth time, like, spoiler. I was out 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
You should have fucking seen it by now,
right?
But yeah,
losers. So. As I say, I just watched it 2 days ago. But man, I loved it. I was like, I knew it was trippy. I knew John loved it. Everyone that saw it loved it. It's just one of those things that took me forever to get to it.
Yeah,
I had to be in the mood.
I've had stuff like that as well. So, yep. Oh, so I wanted to tell you that you remember last time we recorded, I think you got me that Nitro Cold Brew, right?
Yes.
So since then, I've probably spent, I'm not kidding you, like $60 on fucking cold brews. Because I'm addicted to them.
Yes.
And at this point, I was like, okay, I've spent like $60 on fucking cold brew. So I bought my own like keg. I ordered like nitrogen.
Oh my God,
I'm
going to
make my own fucking cold brew, Nitro Cold Brew.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I'm a fucking hardcore coffee fanatic.
Yeah.
I respect what you're doing right now. It's like the same person who like has an at-home brew kit.
Yeah.
You know, like you do what you love. Do you remember the person we used to work for? He who shall not be named.
Yeah.
Said most pompous fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. And he said, and I know you remember, do you know what I'm about to say?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
When he said, oh shit, now when he said, you know, I'm not really into coffee that much, but there are some coffees that intrigue me. Have you heard of Death Wish coffee? It's like, you fucking cunt. What did you just say? I don't really drink coffee, but there are some coffees that intrigue me.
Yeah.
What a douche.
When he was talking about opening like a coffee shop or something crazy like that, one of his crazy ideas.
Yeah. Or, speaking of, okay, Dutch Brothers, sorry, only because I read this, because I'm old and I read the paper. The owner just became a billionaire.
Wow.
Dude, like just recently, because he opened it up, I guess, to the stock, like people can buy stocks now. So that's, you know, hey, that's how Zuckerberg did it.
Okay,
so
you
whatever.
Remember also when you, because I've been getting these Nitro Cold Brews and they're like $5
Do you
something.
Have at least the app that gets you the rewards?
No.
Moron. You could have had 3 free coffees at this point. Sorry, I didn't mean to assault you.
Okay, I should have done that. But you remember, like, I don't know, like a year ago when you're like, you gave me that like punch card or whatever for Dutch Bros, and you're like, it's the last
day, week, whatever,
or whatever. And then you're like, Laura, did you use it? And I was like, no, like, or whatever. I was sitting in the line and I remembered, I have that punch card. I was like, I wonder if the like,
if you I just, laugh, like,
yeah. And literally, like, it was like super late at night. I, like, pull it out of my wallet. I'm like, and the girl's like, we don't use those anymore. We stopped using those.
Like, and I was like, 6 months ago.
Yeah. I was like, oh. And she's like, but I'll honor it. And I was like, okay, like,
I had no idea. This is the first time hearing about it.
Yeah, so I got a free copy with that, so it wasn't wasted.
Dude, you should have, oh, see if you have the app too. When it's your birthday, you get a free drink, like the month, a free drink, like that whole month. Damn, you get, you might, it. Dude, if you sign up for the app, you'll probably get a free drink with it.
Yeah.
And then how long ago was your birthday? Like, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago.
It might pull it up, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, just sign up for the app.
Yeah, I really should. Because I've been, so I got all that stuff, like I said, to make the nitro. I got like a cold brew like thing, like all of that, whatever.
I'm so impressed right now.
Yeah, but the nitrogen is like, so I guess you can use like two different kinds of nitrogen. There's like the N20 and then like just like the actual like nitrogen.
Yeah.
So I wanted that because I read like online like that it tastes better if you use just like the nitro. It's like a whole process too. Like I have to make my cold brew, which takes like 24 hours. Then I have to put it like into the keg. Then I have to like charge the keg, put it in the fridge, let it sit for 30 minutes. Then I have to take it back out, charge it again with like another nitrogen, like then let it sit in the fridge like overnight. Like, so it takes 2 days to make it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like a whole process. But I was reading online, it's like, oh, it's better with this. So like, apparently, I don't know if like people have just been buying nitrogen like crazy or something, but it's gonna take like, actually it's supposed to be here because I ordered this like a week ago, obviously. So
it's probably just generic COVID distribution yeah. problems of people just not being getting things.
It. Yeah. So yeah. It'll be here in 3 days and I'm so excited. Yes. So.
And then 5 days after that, I'll have my first my first thing of coffee. Do you have to brew it a special kind of way? Do you just brew it out of a coffee pot? What?
So or do you, I'm going to make cold brew, obviously. Okay. And then, like, I've never made cold brew before.
I haven't either.
Yeah, but I bought, like, a special, like, thing for cold brew. I want to find, like, a good coffee to use it in. My sister was telling me she used to make cold brew all the time. She told me of one, I think. So I'm going to try that.
There's some, like, there's a serious coffee roaster place. Like, they roast it fresh for you if you ask for it. They're more, like, medium blends, though. I don't know that they have any dark roast. Yeah. But it's off of Cucharos if you're...
All right. Maybe I'll go there and be like, what would make a good cold brew?
Yeah.
And they can help me.
And if they don't have anything, I don't know. Yeah. Support your local business and grab a pound of it. I'll buy it off of you.
All right.
Because I really like their coffee. But right. But yeah, I don't know if it's like good for cold brew. I'm with you. I don't know anything about the brew, cold versus hot. Nothing. I did go to baking and pastry, and we briefly covered coffee, but nothing for cold brew. That was where I learned that darker roasts of coffee have less caffeine in it than medium roasts of coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the lighter the roast, the more caffeine, because the longer you have to roast it kills the caffeine molecules in it. So Dutch Brothers actually has something called white coffee, and it's just like unroasted coffee, and it has like 8 times the caffeine of a dark roast. Wow, so
interesting. Yeah, well, those little cans have like 300 milligrams of coffee. Yes. And when I like first was like deep into my addiction last week...
A week ago.
I went like 2 days in a row and I was like drinking it at like 8 at night. And then I like, because I hadn't seen how much
you
like,
drank it that late at night.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I didn't sleep all night.
No, I'm shocked. Yeah.
And I was like looking at the can and then I was like, 300 milligrams. Like, I like stopped drinking. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm going to die. Like
shaking the whole fucking time. Like, you couldn't drink a glass of water. Like,
yeah. So I was like, I didn't realize it had that much because like I'm used to drinking my teas that has like 80 milligrams. Of caffeine, so I was like thinking it was like something like that, and I see like the 300. I was like, oh my God, I was like, what am I doing? And then, like, after that, I was just like laying in bed, like awake, like, and Dylan was like over, and I was like, I can't sleep, and he's like, I was like,
wake up, but yeah, like, plug his nose and make him drink some too. Like, I'm not gonna do this alone, that's so funny.
Yeah, I made an alcoholic drink with it too. Like, put like
Awesome.
I got some weird thing. It has like an elephant on it.
I think it's like an African type. I know what you're talking. It's made like kind of I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's creamy. It's like I don't know. I don't think it's vegan, obviously. Like, but whatever. Yeah. I think I was just like, fuck it. But it was so good.
I remember liking it. It has an interesting kind of tropical-y, creamy flavor.
It says that it's like the elephants go and eat the fruit, and I don't fucking know.
Just... And shit the beans out and we process. What is it like the civet cat? The people that drink the poo coffee.
Coffee, yeah. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think we. I don't know if I'd ever want to drink that.
Yeah.
I'm not It can it be that much better if it's shit out of an animal?
Yeah.
I want to say no.
I don't see what really the difference is.
But something about the way it's it breaks down or gives it a richness or some shit. I don't know.
Don't they keep those little animals in cages too, like specifically for their fucking shit?
I think it's one of those rich people things.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I treat my face with, I don't know, lamb urine or something. Or, like, it's always the craziest. Like, if you're rich, it's eclectic. If you're poor, you're, like, white trash, you know? I got that from Roseanne.
You gotta give him credit.
I gotta give credit where credit's due. She, that beautiful woman who's slightly out of her mind, made that joke. So her own show killed her off.
Yeah.
She's got some problems. Sorry, real quick. I think this needs to be addressed because you just brought it up. Halloween's around the corner. Yep. And you said the words. Ranch just released special Halloween packets to hand out to children.
So they can have their ranch dressing.
So they can go to the store and buy buttermilk. And then mix up some delightful fresh ranch dressing to pour it over lettuce.
Yes. So you know how kids love salad.
I do. Every time I give candy every year, they're always like, "Oh, they're like, what? It's not pre-made salads in a blister pack.
Do you have a bottle of ranch in there?
Right.
Please. We need ranch dressing."
I've seen signs will work for ranch dressing from, as you say, the hobos.
Someone told me that's an offensive term. Is that you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's like dated, but it's not, I don't think it's like offensive. I was just listening to, because Norm Macdonald just passed away, the comedian, and I was listening to Conan O'Brien, and they were just talking about Norm Macdonald, and they were laughing about the fact that he said hobo, like, for really? So many years, and he was like, it's just that, you know, Mideast, like, Minnesota, you hobo, like, and, like, when he said that, I immediately thought of you, and you were like, and, you know, those hobos, like, because I know you're not trying to say it to, like, be rude, it's just funny, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I literally just always said that. I don't know what to say, like, homeless person.
Yeah, it homeless just seems, person.
Like, too much.
Right?
Yeah, hobo. Like, hobo. Hobo is easier.
Just, vagrant. You know. You vagabond.
I don't know.
Homelessness is a big problem that needs to be dealt with. I guess. I've said it all along. Yeah. I think the other thing with Colorado Springs, too, is probably just the huge vet population we have here. And, like, John has to go to the VA pretty not regularly, but, you know, he went to Kuwait, and they're finally starting to recognize there's something called, like, Gulf War syndrome. Because of all the, like, neurotoxins they were exposed to out there, the black skies, you know, filled with, from just burning oil pits and shit. And people are,
like, some kind of foam or something too.
I don't know. I will say that John did talk about the fact that they all got shots and weren't allowed to ask what the shot was.
Yikes.
Like, he did try, because he had a shot card, and he was like, "Look, just tell me what shot you gave me, so I don't have to get it again. Because if you don't physically write it down, you have to go get it again." Yeah. So he's just trying to be convenient of, like, just tell me what shot I got so I can just write it down and I don't have to re-get this. And they were like, if there's a problem, like, you need to move along, soldier, type of thing. God. Like, they got aggressive with him when he asked, like, what was in the shot. So there's stuff they were given that they don't know what it was. He was part of the Doha Dash, which was an ammo dump that blew up in the middle of Kuwait. They put it in the middle of their own, like, encampment thing, and it blew up.
Oh my God.
Because the guy that was in charge was like, we need to be ready to go at a moment's notice, we need to have trucks filled with explosives and all kinds of shit. So they were all always loaded, plus they had the dump right next to it. So sure enough, disaster strikes, and then it's fucking explosions. You can actually find on YouTube, there's, I guess, the Canadian base was nearby, and someone's recording it with, like, an old school fucking camera, you know? And they're like, well, the American's base is just blowing up. They sound so disappointed, like they're always disappointed in what we're doing. Like, well, the Americans are at it again. So, anyways. Okay, we should probably get started.
Yeah,
we've fucking bullshitted long enough. So, you know, again, just to keep us motivated to push forward, we're doing like kind of a state thing, just going state by state. Yeah. I meant for us to do like Hawaii, then Alaska, then go into like the continental United States, and it didn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. Just out of panic and confusion and not knowing what we're doing. Oh. So yeah, today we're going to do Hawaii just to see what Hawaii brings us. So yes. I didn't know I was going to go down this path, but I went down this path. I went into the annexation of Hawaii the way that the queen had to abdicate. And this is the only country that America took. Like, they were a sovereign nation, and this is the only sovereign nation that America took because they were doing just fine without us. And then we fucked it all up. Yeah. So, okay. Oh, and to do it first, because I keep forgetting, I have not mentioned who I got my shit from.
Yeah.
History.com. I watched a video on YouTube called Hawaii, the Stolen Paradise. And surprisingly, a lot of tourist websites have a fuck ton of information. Oh, yeah. So PearlHarborTours.com and then TourMaui.com. And then I also went to Constitutional Rights Foundation, like .org or something, and they had a bunch of information. So, okay. Hawaii was settled a long, long time ago by Polynesians. They landed as early as like BC, 1000 BC. But it's like kind of hard to tell because it's a humid climate. Mm-hmm. Things don't really last there. You know, waves, shit gets washed away. Sorry, I wrote in pink. And now it's hard to read. So Hawaii sits at the tip of what's called the Polynesian Triangle, and it was composed of many different groups with different social structures all throughout, you know, Hawaii's time. So the first white boy to make it to the Hawaiian Islands that's on record was named James Cook and his crew in 1778. That's when shit started to go downhill. So there was some sort of dispute between Cook and, like, the natives on the island, and it ended up where Cook somehow, he just got his ass killed. I don't really know what the altercation was. No one really knows what the altercation was. Just some sort of disturbance, and then they were like, just like killed everybody. So everybody knows about the Hawaiian Islands. And 11 years later, one of the island's kings, his name is Kamehameha. Some people know that as a Dragon Ball Z term, apparently. It's like the Dragon Ball Z guy when he does like a ball of fire thing, I think. No?
That word sounds familiar. You've dated
nerds. Like, okay. Kamehameha. So he was a king, but it's also like some weird anime term. So he encouraged everybody to unify, like, we're going to trade with Europe and the Americas. This will be really beneficial for us. So over time, Hawaiians identified more with the British than they did the Americans. Hmm. And they were actually given a Union Jack flag, and they have it on their flag. Like, their state flag actually has like the British flag on it as well.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh. You know, the person that was like, the Kamehameha who was like, yeah, let's unify. They named him king in 1810. But unfortunately, with trade came a ton of disease. So all these white people coming in, you know, they're carrying their plagues and shit. So when Cook arrived, it was estimated there were about 300,000 in population. And by 1850, it was under 100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And then by 1920, there were only around 24,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that population dropped fucking fast. So the population loss from disease were counterbalanced by Europeans and American immigrants moving in. So there's all this free land because everybody's fucking dead. So they come in and they start, you know, taking it up, and they don't outright land it, but the Hawaiians are leasing it to them. And so many of the immigrants and their descendants would end up owning most of the land, most of the sugar plantations and the fruit plantations, stuff like that. So with all the money rolling in, with all the money rolling in to these plantations, the people leasing the land wanted to buy it and own it outright. So in response to a bunch of white people snapping their fingers about what they wanted, Kamehameha III, because some time has passed, writes a constitution for natives to have rights to the land. And I'm shocked to tell you, Laura, that the white people didn't like that. They were really, really upset because they felt like they weren't getting what they deserved, despite not being fucking citizens, you know?
Yeah.
They're immigrants. So Kamehameha III at the time had a lot of foreign advisors as well. So he's kind of being like pulled and pushed this way and that way. And a large population of them were British. So the British did the most British thing they could do. And they briefly took over and forced Hawaiian leaders to only allow British immigrants to the right to land ownership. And then it didn't help, but by 1850, there were Americans on the king's cabinet as well that were voted in, and they were making laws, you know, to basically strip natives of their land. And so specifically with the alien land ownership, I don't really know what that law was, but there's like other shit that they do that's pretty fucked up. So after enough time, the land's been taken over by rich people and corporations, and Kamehameha IV now, he tried to reduce Western influence, but the U.S. already had its eyes on Hawaii, and I guess British, like Britain and Japan were also like, everyone kind of wanted this little chunk of paradise. You know, it's really beautiful and it's a good place for boats to stop. And so like everybody wanted it. So with all that shit going on, we're going to talk about Hawaii's first and only queen. So she was, okay, this is her full Christian name. Lydia, Liliu, Loloko, Walania, Kamehameha. No, Kamehameha. Listen, the Hawaiian alphabet only has like 13 fucking letters, so they are used over and over. I think it's like, it feels like it's mostly vowels.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it has a very small, half of our alphabet.
Yeah.
So before becoming queen, she grew up as a noble in Hawaii, which just sounds like amazing. And as a young woman, she and the king's wife, Kapiolani, served as Hawaii's representatives as Queen Victoria's Crown Jubilee in London, where they were received by the Queen of England, as well as U.S. President Grover Cleveland, who happened to be there. But this just kind of shows that, like, Hawaii was recognized. People, like, royalty around the world knew that there was, like, a kingdom in Hawaii. So no one was trying to take it over except for the U.S. So, yeah, that same year in Hawaii, the king, his name is Kalakaua. That was bad. So he was forced to sign something called the Bayonet Constitution. So the Bayonet Constitution basically meant that only landowners could vote. So at this point, the population has died down, you know. All kinds of immigrants have come in and taken the land. And then he was actually forced, like, basically at gunpoint, saying, like, if you don't sign this, like, we're going to just take over.
Yeah.
So he signed it. But that law literally prevented, like, 75% of the natives from being able to vote.
Aww.
Yep. So there was also the – oops, sorry. There was also the Reciprocity Treaty, which granted more commercial privileges to the U.S., plus it gave them control over Pearl Harbor. And then that's when the king died in 1891. And then – Queen Liliuokalani. Man, you know what? I practiced that for 10 minutes before you got here. I was like, I got it. And now I can't fucking say it. So she was no stranger to Western ways. You know, she grew up Christian. She'd been baptized. She had received her education at an English-speaking school. In 1860, she raised money to help build Queen's Hospital, again, from all the fucking disease that, like, is wiping people out left and right. So she kind of, that kind of put her on the radar of white people, and they were like, this lady means trouble. She's trying to help people. So they were like, what's her fucking angle? And she even married a white guy. He, like, I think his family was there of prominence, but, like, yeah, she married a white dude because he grew up on the island. He considered himself a native.
No.
And one thing that couldn't be denied was her passion for her people. So she started a bank for women. She helped young girls all over the island receive education. So she, like, you know, she gave a shit. Yeah, what a nice lady. After becoming queen, she tried to give the rights back to the people and remedy the Bayonet Constitution, but the powerful businessmen types used their influence and wealth to spread smear campaigns. So it's, like, so fucked up. So, like, they're just this little island. They're just, you know, trying to get things going, keep their people safe and fed. And then all of a sudden she's got, in the U.S., they're, like, the papers are, like, ripping her apart. Yeah, let me see. They called her being selfish, that she was irresponsible. They called her a black pagan that was obsessed with her monarchy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. By 1893, the queen wanted to rewrite the Constitution because she felt it was unfair to the natives that lived there. And this triggered the white boys that called themselves the Annexation Club. And it was made up of 13 businessmen that had formed to protect their riches. So they did not like the fact that she wanted only natives to vote. And as a reasonable response, the Annexation Club removed the queen from power, and they got their permission, quote unquote, from the U.S. Minister of the Hawaiian Kingdom. So, like, just some random dude from the U.S. was like, what? I grant thee permission. They were like, we got the permission we needed. And they actually executed a military coup. So, like, no one died. It was a bloodless coup.
Yeah.
But they still showed up with, like, a fuck ton of guns and cannons. Yeah. It's like the U.S. military. Like, all these Marines just show up. So she did... She had to abdicate at that moment because she was like, well, they're all going to fucking kill me. So she abdicates. And let's see. She goes. She talks to President Cleveland. And she's like, are you going to do the right thing? And he was like... Yeah, like, you should totally be ruling. Those guys are dicks. Like, we don't grant them permission to be doing this. But, like, he didn't really do anything about it. He just was like, yeah, that's fucked up. So she, I don't think she ever really got her power back. It was kind of hard to tell. Yeah, so then the group of douchebags that took over, they renamed themselves. You know when people rename things, like, maybe no one will notice. Yeah. So they renamed themselves the Committee of Public Safety. After showing up with guns and cannons and threatening to kill people, sure. So, yeah, it's just putting lipstick on a pig, I think. like I said, so then Cleveland just didn't really do anything. So the provisional government wouldn't relinquish its power. They were like, fuck Cleveland. And what's funny is they felt offended that Cleveland, like, had anything to do. Like, he was trying to have anything to do with what was going on with Hawaii. They were like, this is like a separate nation. This has nothing to do with the U.S., even though they got their permission from a U.S. minister. They used U.S. soldiers to come by. And then they're like, no, it's none of the U.S.'s business what the fuck we're doing over here, even though you just used the power of the U.S. to get your fucking island.
And
anyway.
From the U.S.
Yeah, and you're from the U.S. So, yeah, the whole illegal move was led by a man named Sanford Dole. That's right. The fruit giant. His name was Dole. Isn't that interesting? So Dole refused to let go of power because he felt that, the U.S. had no business involving themselves in Hawaiian affairs. And in 1895, a group of loyalists tried to lead an insurrection to restore the power back to Liliuokalani. And they were all sent to jail. And then the queen was charged with treason. It wasn't like her thing. She didn't put the fucking thing together, but she still got... Yeah. Put under house arrest for 8 months. The people of the nation protested and collected nearly 40,000 signatures to reinstate her. Dole and the others didn't care. So the queen abdicated again under duress, just because she never really officially got it back, I don't think. Yeah. Or she had one of those pretend where it seems like she's in charge, but she's not really making any decisions. So in order to maintain their rule, Dole and the other American-born immigrants, they created a new constitution, and the constitution placed property and income qualifications on the right to vote and required voters to take an oath against restoring the monarchy. So they're just being huge dicks. And, like, they did all of this, no consent from people. They just took it.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, we're doing this, fuck you.
Because they had all the land and they were like, well, we feel like we deserve this, So even the queen going to Washington to speak with the president didn't really seem like anything was done. And then when the new president, William McKinley, became president, the queen lost her fight because McKinley just annexed it. He was like, no, this is our territory now. And no one could really do anything about it. So, yeah, it was pretty clear he didn't give a shit about the Hawaiian people. The Americans felt that because they owned 2/3 of the land and paid a lot in taxes that, they should be basically in charge of that government. So, unfortunately for Hawaiians, they were annexed for a couple different reasons. But the biggest reason that they think was because, they claimed it was to help protect the West Coast because the Spanish-American War started up. So they were like, no, we need this as a port. Like, this is really important for us to have. This is about our safety. But they think the biggest reason was because now that it was a territory, the goods weren't taxed anymore going to the U.S. So they didn't have to pay nearly as much in taxes. So they could make way more profit.
Yeah.
Yep. And with the annexation came fun rules like, only English could be spoken in schools and you weren't allowed to speak your native language. Yeah. So just that extra little fun, like stamping out culture in general. Mm-hmm. And then, so as a reward for being an asshole, Sanford Dole was appointed territorial governor. I don't really know what that title entails, but it sounds important. And then he had a cousin, his other cousin, also under the name Dole, James Dole. He scored 64 acres not too long after, his cousin was named territorial governor. And then he was known as the Pineapple King. So by 1909, Dole was one of the top three pineapple producers in the U.S. market. And in 1922, with the help of his family, he purchased an island named Lanai, for $1.1 million and created the largest pineapple plantation in the world. Today, the Dole Plantation is one of Oahu's top visitor attractions, which includes train rides, gardens, and shops. I'm disgusted with their exploitation of the position of power, and I cannot wait to visit if I ever get the chance when I go to Hawaii someday, because it looks super duper fun. And in 1909, Queen Liliuokalani, she sued the government to return the 1.75 million acres back to the Hawaiian people. Of course, that was rejected, and she passed away in 1917. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in 1959, Hawaii was named a state, and it was number 50. Hawaii was the 50th state. Yeah. And then another upsetting fact to learn was that the method in which they sold and handed out land to natives, in the 1920s, the U.S. created a legal term that defined what being native was, and that's known by something called blood quantum to decide, like, how native a person really is. So blood quantum is basically your native blood percentage, and let me see. And it's like determined how much of a part of the community you're going to be. So a lot of tribes still do this, even in like the continental United States. So like the Navajos require you to have 25% blood quantum to join. So the problem with blood quantum is that it was designed by the U.S. government that they set it up. Federal officials used it to determine who was entitled to specific properties and benefits. The goal was that over a long enough period of time, the percentages would go down until quantum levels were so diluted that at that point, the descendants wouldn't be able to receive any more benefits. So, yeah. And then that means more land to the government, too. So if people, less and less people can acquire the land, they can, like, take all that land back through blood quantums. And then the other problem being was that people who didn't have Indian ancestry, you know, it was like received through illegal means. So you have white people managing this and they're like giving it to friends and stuff. So like not necessarily everyone that got those benefits were native at the time, especially when they were like handing some of the stuff out. And I don't want to say handing it out. You know, they were like giving back somebody something that they stole. And the government did try to include as few tribes as possible so that they didn't have to give out as much. Because there are some tribes that, like, literally never got recognized by the U.S. government. They were able to, they received no benefits because that was what they would do. Yeah, just try to give out as little as possible so that it's, like, less benefits they have to pay out and then, like, more land that they get. And the other problem, like, some people like the idea of the blood quantum because, okay, we have John used to know a guy, like he used to be friends with somebody and his daughter, bless her, she is convinced that she's half native and she says this like regularly on Facebook, but we're like, okay, your dad is like a very proud, like has proud Scottish ancestry. Yeah. So it's clearly not from him.
Yeah.
John knew her mom growing up and he was like, yeah, she was trying to dig really, really hard into, like, if she had any native history back when I knew her in my
20s.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so she didn't know if she had any.
She just, like, hoped.
She hoped. And now, all of a sudden, it's like, her daughter is saying, I'm half native. And it's like, you, okay. If you don't know for sure, if it's not like, oh, my grandmother grew up on the reservation, like, she was, like, full blood. You can't say you're half Indian. And a lot of people do that because, and I've heard other stories of like, oh yeah, for a long time growing up, I thought I was part native. And then it turns out that was not true at all. Like we're zero, nothing native, zero. And so like, I've heard that people that actually grew up on the reservation will call these people pretendians. Which I really love. Because do you remember Elizabeth Warren had the same story where she was like, I'm part native. Like I can like, what is it? What is it called when you like? I can react, not react. God damn it! There's a word. You know when like you relate. I did.
Oh,
okay. Like I can relate. Fuck. I can relate to your struggle. You know, I'm part native. And then it turns out it was complete and total bullshit. And some people give her shit. Other people don't because they're like, look, she was telling her family story. Yeah. Like she was told something. She passed it on. whoever made it up, it could have been because they were trying to receive benefits. It could have just been that they wanted to pretend like they were part Native just because. And then, like, do you remember that whole, was it the Redskins? Where, like, they were calling people and saying, like, what's your take on it? They were doing a survey, and they were like, see, like, 90% of Natives don't have a problem with the team being called the Redskins. Yeah. And then it comes out that, like, oh, well, they were just calling people on the phone and saying, do you identify as Native? And then they would go, sure. Yeah. And then they'd answer. So there's, like, there's no verification about anything. Because if you just self-identify, everybody is.
Yeah.
90% of this fucking country is going to say that they have Native genes. When in reality, so it's hard to say. So a lot of tribes do use, like, lineage. Like, you need to prove that, like, your grandfather was, you know, whatever.
It's like, even I think my grandma says, like, oh, we have Cherokee or something.
Yeah. I'm like, do we though? Yeah. Because my grandma, because she would say things like, oh, I'm part Native, but she grew up in Puerto Rico. And I think they, because she was like a part, she was like a poor, lived in like a poor farm thing. So I think a lot of people identified as like Native down there. I mean, like more like Native Islander. But she would say that, and I would say that, I would be thinking as a kid, like, oh, I'm part Native. And now it's like, no, I stopped that shit a long time ago.
I really want to get like one of those like ancestry things just to like know, because like also my dad, well, like, because I know like my dad's side of the family is Hispanic and all of that, but then he'll be like, because my dad goes through crazy phases and he's like, we're Mayan. Like, as a kid he was just like so into being like Mayan and this and that, now we're Jewish and I don't know what the fuck we are. So I definitely can relate to that, not just, I guess, saying whatever you've been told, because I know as a kid I would say crazy things.
Oh yeah, me too. I yeah, like I said, it just, I feel like everybody you meet, they're like, yeah, I'm Native. So that's why it makes me angry when I hear stuff like,
yeah,
I'm half Native, and it's like, you just, like, somebody made that up.
Yeah.
And then to end it, could I real quick, because I saw some fun facts about Hawaii that I need to share. All right. During World War II, the Federal Reserve printed special money for Hawaii to render the bills useless in case the Japanese took over the island. So you can find, there's bills out there, like collectors trade them and shit. But like, it just has Hawaii printed on the back of it in like just a green outline Hawaii. So like, you can find, if you ever find a bill with Hawaii on it, fucking keep it.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty rare. No, that one's not important. Pogs began in Hawaii. Did you ever play Pogs in elementary school?
No.
Loser. They were great. They were these, it was absurd. It was the most pointless fucking game, but you have these like stack of like little designed cardboard printed circles. Uh-huh. They're like kind of a little thick. So the point of the Pog, you have this like thick Pog. It was called the Slammer, I think.
Yeah.
It was like acrylic or rubber or something. And you would, like, have to smash it on these, like, this pile of Pogs. And whichever ones flipped over, like, were your new Pogs. Like, you got to collect it. So, like, I remember Pogs being, like, outlawed at elementary schools because we were too focused on Pogs, you know.
That's funny.
One teacher was, like, embraced it. She had, like, a little Pog area on – whoops. Oh, sorry. I hit that. So she had, like, a Pog area right outside her classroom that kids could, like, play Pogs for reward. Yeah,
fucking. I wonder if I did play. I just like don't remember. Like if I it saw was it, I would.
Hard. I in like fourth grade for me. Yeah. So I don't know if you were even born yet. So like that was when they were big for us in Southern California. Yeah. So that had to have been mid 90s that people were like kids were losing their shit for Pogs. Okay, and then this one blew my mind. Up until 2014, police could legally have sex with sex workers in order to bust prostitution rings.
What?
Dude, till 2014, home slice?
That's so funny. They're like, oh yeah, we're really...
we're really busting those rings, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, so...
Your husband's just like, honey, it's for work.
Yeah. No. Ugh, another grueling day at work again. I got herpes. Could you imagine what the fucking Hawaii, how you've got like, you have to itemize what you spent your, like your department spent their money on. It's like chlamydia, like all STD related fucking diseases you get from busting prostitution rings.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Wow, that's interesting.
So those were my that's fun funny. Facts of Hawaii. Aww. So, all right. Well, now that I've taken up your whole life with the fucking annexation.
Well, that was cool. I was hoping you'd do that. I really knew nothing about it.
I don't know shit about Hawaii. Yeah. Nothing. They have volcanoes. They hate us. Yeah. And it's beautiful. Yeah. And they hate white people. And understandably so. Oh, sorry. Just because, like, last thing. Because there are still movements to, like, free Hawaii. Like, yeah. I don't, like, never going to happen. Oh. But, like... Come on. Like, we all know. It's never. Until the U.S. falls the fuck apart, which could happen any day now. They're going to be a part of it. I don't blame them, though, for, like, trying to regain independence. Yeah. And, like, just really fucked up shit, too, where, like, there was a guy talking about how, like, this part of land, because some people, you don't have the right paperwork, so you don't own this land. We're going to build a Walmart here instead. So, like, a Walmart was being dug up, and they they say that they disrespected the bones because they found some really old bones. It was a burial site. Mm-hmm. And then they just slapped Walmart up on top of it. And the guy whose land, his parents were supposed to have that land, they had a Walmart on it. He said it took 7 years to rebury these fucking bones because they took them. And he just said they weren't being respectful. And he was like, it would be the same as if we if we went and we put a Walmart up in Arlington, people would lose their fucking minds. Yeah. And he's like, you guys are kind of doing the same thing. So I don't blame him for being annoyed as shit at white people.
Yeah, I would be too.
So anyway, okay. Whew, I'm done.
Zero. All right.
Tell me your story.
Sweet. So, yeah, I think the story is kind of popular. I don't know. It seems like it was covered a lot. Like, I saw Crime Junkie did it, but I was like.
Well, it's Hawaii. It's a small set of islands.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think it's important to do, cases like this, too, anyways, just because it's, unsolved, so...
Is it really?
Yeah, so... Bummer. I think it gets it out there. Maybe one of our five listeners will be like, I know something about that.
One of you five. The one person in Brazil that doesn't speak English that accidentally played it. The one person in Britain who doesn't give a fuck about what the U.S. is doing.
Yep, they'll be the ones.
Yep.
No, okay. So, yep, I'm doing the murder of Lisa Au. I think that's how you said it.
I struggled. You can struggle, too.
So, on January 20th, 1981, Lisa Au had just finished work. She was a hairdresser. And apparently this day it was, raining crazy in... Kailua? Mm-hmm. I think that's how you say it. Okay. So I guess she had told her coworkers she was going to go and see her boyfriend, Doug Holmes, at his sister's apartment in Waikiki. And on the way up to see them, she stopped at the grocery store to get poke. Do you know what that is? I thought...
Poke? I think that's the... Oh, wait. Is that...
I think it's an alcohol or something. Oh. Because I thought it was poke bowls.
That's what I'm thinking.
Fish.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. Something else that I found later on made me think it was alcohol or something. I don't know. I have no idea what P-O-K-E? It is. Yeah.
Okay, you keep doing your story and then I'll interrupt you at a very pivotal moment about what poke is.
Okay, yeah. So she picks up the poke and then goes to have dinner at his sister's house. And then she headed back home to Kailua.
13 letters. 13 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet.
Say it right.
Yeah.
But she would never make it home. So, she hadn't gotten home that morning. I think she lived with her parents, and so they started to get really worried. She just seemed like one of those girls who was very put together. Lived with her parents. They kind of always knew where she was. She was responsible. So they called her boyfriend Doug, and he was at his dorm at the University of Hawaii. And they confirmed that she had left his sister's apartment to go home that night. But he was like, I don't know where she is, but I'll go and look for her. So he's driving around looking for her. And during his search, he finds her 1976 Toyota, which she literally had just bought 2 days prior, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So it was on the side of the highway in Kailua. I wrote it so many different ways every time I wrote it because I forgot to give credits, but I watched I'll have to look it up once I'm done, but I watched something on YouTube and they were saying it and then reading it. So anyways, So once he found it, like, on the side of the road, he called the police, and then they end up showing up. So, as I said, it had been, like, pouring rain the night before, I think probably, like, all day before that as well. So when officers arrived on scene, they were confused to see that her windows were, like, rolled down just slightly and cracked. And so because of this, her car was, like, completely drenched with water. Like, the seats were soaking wet, and there was, like, 2 to 3 inches of rain, like, inside the floorboards of her car when they opened the door. So it was, like, literally, like, filled with water. But interesting enough, like, which people were really baffled by, was that her purse was sitting on the seat, and it was, like, completely dry, like, not even, like, wet at all. Yeah, so they think that someone placed it there on the seat after the fact, like, after it had, like, stopped raining, like, long after it had stopped. So when CSI arrived on scene, they realized that, one, her purse was completely dry despite inches of water on the floorboards and the seats being soaking wet, and that, two, her temporary driver's license, which she had just gotten 2 days ago as well. I'm gonna sneeze, I feel like. Might go away. Okay.
I like that you held your finger up like a cartoon character to your nose. Like, that'll stop it.
It did. It worked.
It actually did.
Okay. So, yeah. So, she had just gotten her license, just gotten this car literally 2 days before. That was missing, and so was her registration. So, apparently, with this case, a lot of people believe that a police officer was involved. And I thought it kind of made sense, too, like, since her ID and registration was missing. I thought it was, like, kind of weird. But yeah, that was just, like, something I thought about when I was, like, writing all this down.
Yeah.
So the news, like, shocked the island. Like, everyone was just like, where is she? Like, this is, like, crazy. Like, this like, beautiful young girl is missing. So everyone wanted to find her. Like, thousands of flyers were distributed and hung up across the island. And thousands of volunteers were searching for her as well. So, unfortunately, Lisa would be found dead. So 10 days later, on January 31st, 1981, they found the remains of her nude body, and they couldn't, like, determine a cause of death.
So what kind of injuries were on her body?
I actually didn't.
It didn't say.
Yeah, it didn't really, like, say while I was, like, looking it up, I guess. Like, okay. I don't know. I didn't, like, bother to really, like, look. I feel bad. Like,
oh, that's okay.
I could, like, find something about it, or you can, like, look and see. But yeah, they just, like, couldn't determine the cause of death. Like, everything I, like, read just, like, said, like, they couldn't determine the cause of death. So I thought it was, like, kind of weird.
That's,
like,
bizarre.
I don't know if it was because, like, it had rained so much, and like, where she was found, or
maybe,
I don't know. But yeah, so
I wonder if that climate has it's so fucking humid there.
That's what I figured. Like, maybe her body was just, like, really
it decomposing rains quickly every day.
So yeah, I assume, like, anyways,
we're experts. This is what happened.
Yeah, so a few witnesses had come forward claiming that they had seen a car with flashing blue lights behind Lisa's car, which prompted, like, theories that it had something to do with, like, a police officer. So either, like,
or
one,
someone impersonating.
Yeah, so, like, the first theory was that someone was impersonating an officer and targeting young women, and it was actually never ruled out. So it could have been someone doing this. Or the second theory that, like, really freaked people out was that it was a real police officer, and that, like, they, I guess, like, it caused, like, islanders to start, like, fearing, like, the police and, like, being worried to, like,
for
pull over or anything like that. So, apparently, after an investigation into this second theory, officers on the island of Oahu were all ruled out, which I'm like, I don't know. If it's a police officer, I feel like it's pretty easy to just, like, be like, oh, I didn't do it, kind of thing.
But, oh, I mean, yeah, like, knows? Oh, come on, guys, you know me, and then no one looked into it, and so, now it's way too late.
Yeah, so it makes me just wonder, like, really how deep they went into this, but
yeah.
Yeah, so the Honolulu Police Department was actually in charge of the investigation, and they knew that they needed to ease the mind of the public since everyone was freaking out, like, once they heard that, like, there was, like, blue lights seen behind her car, blah, blah, blah. So they banned the use of supplemental blue lights on all vehicles except for patrol cars, and they also told the public, like, hey, if an unmarked vehicle is trying to pull you over, like, you don't have to stop, like, don't stop. So yeah, only marked patrol cars were allowed to pull over citizens. So apparently Doug Holmes, that's the boyfriend, was suspected of Lisa's death, and when the first responding officer actually got on scene after he'd like found his car, he's like sitting there waiting. They said that he had like scratches all over his face, which was like,
yeah,
kind of weird since she, yeah, I don't know, but it, they just like noted that down, but I never like read anything else. And so then,
yeah,
the lead detective on the case questioned him, looked into Doug. He apparently claimed that he had been trying to end his relationship with Lisa. And then he also failed 2 lie detector tests. And when they asked him, like, hey, why'd you fail this? He was like, well, I just feel really guilty about letting her drive home the night before. It was, like, raining really bad. And she had only had her license for 2 days. So, like, he felt guilty.
Yeah.
And the detective was like, oh, yeah, that's, like, that makes sense. Yeah. And then, I don't know, I thought it was, like, just kind of sad, too, that she, like, literally had just bought this car, like, had her license
all excited. Like, yeah. She wouldn't have left windows open for a new car. Yeah. Like, she'd probably be treating that, you know, when, like, no one's allowed to eat in your fucking car for 6 months. And, like, you know, I don't know.
Like, you're, like, take care of it.
Take your shoes off before you get in my fucking car.
I thought it was kind of weird, too, so.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I also was, like, wondering, too, like, when I was, like, reading about, like, her just buying this car, and, like, since it was, like, soon after that, like, what if, like, it was, like, the person she, like, bought the car from? Like, I don't know.
I bet
know
it was.
She got it from.
Again, we solved yet another crime here.
Sweet, sweet. There was a thought. It was, like, a possibility. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, because I don't know. So, Lum was the police officer who was, investigating, I guess. That's all I read was like Officer Lum, but he believed that Doug didn't have motive to kill Lisa, so he just like ruled him out as a suspect.
That's it. Do you need motive to kill somebody?
I know, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, if
lots of sick fucks out there that are like, I like the way her eyes are. Yeah. And then I'm gonna kill her now.
She had a purse that I don't know.
Sorry. Like, I remember hearing a story about a guy that kidnapped and killed a woman because he liked the way her legs looked at a Target. Like, you never fucking know.
So yeah, exactly. So I guess they ruled him out, even though he had scratches on his face, was trying to apparently end the relationship. Like, so some people theorize that she was abducted from her car and killed elsewhere. Other people believe that she was killed where her body was found, or someone else, or somewhere else, and that her car was left by her killer in order to stage it like as an abandoned vehicle, just like on the side of the road. Gonna flip the page.
Too loud.
So Bert Corneal, I think that's how you say it, from Honolulu Police Department got involved in this case. And it still haunts him to this day, I think. I don't know. He might be dead, but I just read that like after he had retired, like it was still like one of those cases, like, you know.
Yeah.
They'll be like, the detective always has that one case.
Right. He just like drinks alone at a bar thinking about that case.
Yeah. So this was that case for him.
Yeah.
So apparently he had like tracked down witnesses. I don't know how long after he like this had happened that he got like this case, but he tracked down witnesses that had previously been dismissed earlier in the investigation. So apparently they had interviewed a guy named Thomas Thornburg. And he was a security guard at Doug Holmes' sister's apartment complex. He confirmed that Lisa did leave separately that night and that she had actually left first before Doug did. But he did say that he saw Lisa and Doug fighting with each other, like, right before she had left. So I don't know if it was, like, him trying to end the relationship or what, since he had mentioned that. But they got into an argument and then she ended up leaving, which is, like, even worse, like...
Yeah.
It's like the last like thing you say to someone kind of thing. But,
right?
Yeah.
Well, fuck you too. Yep. I'm like, oh my God, that's the last thing I said to that person.
And then the next witness was a lady named Charlotte Kamaka. And she was a longtime newspaper delivery driver in the area. And I guess she had claimed that that night at like 2:20 a.m., she saw a man driving a blue car. And she noticed that the woman in the seat next to him was unconscious. And then she said that... I guess it was, like, notable for her because she had seen the car again, like, not long after, and it was just the guy in the car and the woman was gone. So she thought it was weird, and apparently, like, she, like, during the time they were trying to find Lisa's body, she, like, kept calling into the police to tell them this, and they, like, were ignoring her, but she thought it was, like, important because she saw this car, like, in the area, like, that the body was found. Yeah. So, yeah. I guess... Bert also found out what happened to Lisa's missing license. So apparently when she had stopped at the store to find that poke, did you ever find out what that was?
Dude, all I can find is fish. Really? But I did see that there's some a lot closer to me than I thought. So I'm excited to go to... Yeah, there's one on Tejon Street. So I'm going to be coming there soon.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was fish. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
So apparently when she went to the store, she used her ID to write a check. And because she had like just gotten it, she just left it and forgot her license. So
okay.
Yep. Yeah, so 40 years later, no one knows what happened to Lisa. Even though there's like tons of theories.
Yeah.
I tried looking around on like Reddit. Sometimes I like to read like other people's theories, but surprisingly, like there was like nothing I could find. I found like one thing some guy commented. He was like, "I think someone here knows about it because every comment on this thread is downvoted." And, like, I was like, what? it's like the killer's going to be like dislike. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
Creating fake accounts to make it seem like a lot of people didn't know. Fuck this comment.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, like, that the boyfriend had scratches on his face and that they just, like, easily, like, dismissed him, like, that easily.
Did it.
Yeah, and that he found her car, too, but, I mean, I wonder.
We need to dig down and see if he has any relationship with any of the officers that were working that case. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
We need to go to Hawaii right
we
now.
We have to. We need a GoFundMe to send us to Hawaii. We may or may not get to it. We're going to ride that fucking train, though, at that plantation. That pineapple tree plantation.
Pictures of it. No.
That's right. Having a blast.
Yeah. So I do still, like, wonder about that blue car, too. Like, I wonder why they didn't look into it. And also, her registration being missing, like, bugs me. Like,
again, like, one of those classic stories. Like, we always hear about, like, if that news shocked everyone... They were not ready to, like, investigate a murder.
Yeah.
So, and the blue car, the boyfriend, again, like, there's, and especially so many... if everybody knows everybody else, too, like, do you want to arrest your brother's friend or, I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder, though, if it was, like, maybe something to do with the cops just because it's the registration missing and then everything being wiped down and I don't know, but they said that like the car like CSI could tell that like everything was like wiped for evidence kind of a thing, so
it could have been a fucking cop.
I also wonder though too, like, why, like, I wonder if like maybe because she was a new driver, like literally had been driving 2 days, she's driving home, it's like pouring rain, maybe she like pulled over because I've done that before. Someone like pulled up and was like, "Oh, are you okay?" Like some weird fucking dude. And then was like, "Oh," because like her purse was dry but the car is full of water, so maybe she like got into the car with someone and was like waiting and then like I don't know, and then they took her somewhere, did something, and then just like brought back her purse. I don't know, but
it's such a
just pretty interesting, kind of sad. So,
and was it in like a pretty secluded area, do you know, that it said where the car was found?
Her car was found on the highway, so it was just like a, like, on the way from wherever Doug's sister's house was. I actually don't know where her body was found. I didn't
Did it mention if it was like up, like, I don't, just like in brush or like, I don't remember, sorry, it was like, so long ago.
I feel like something I read was that it was like found in the woods, but I don't know. I don't know where they found it, but I think it was kind of like a secluded area.
Yeah.
But they like eventually found it.
And well, especially with that many volunteers looking for her. So yeah, it was probably off the beaten path.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like thousands of people.
Because that's a long way to bring somebody.
Yeah, because the drive from, I think, the sister's house was like an hour or something like that. Oh, so
yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. Somewhere along the ways where they found her body, like, just...
And I wonder if... Because I know it's the 80s in Hawaii, but, like, I wonder... Because, you know, here, we have abandoned vehicles fucking everywhere. Literally. I would... I've never been concerned or thought twice about a car just sitting.
Yeah.
All of them have fucking pink tags, or it's wrecked, or it's just... abandoned, it's just there. So
Like if her parents were, no one would have been worried, like, who knows if they even would have like thought about it, like just like tow her car and like, oh well,
like I said, if I died, for sure, like the only reason I might be found is because I have like a husband and a daughter, but if I didn't have that, I go sometimes weeks without communicating with anybody. So no one would, they'd be none the wiser. Yeah. They would just assume I'd be fine, but I'd be dead and like bloated in my bathtub for 2 weeks. I'd at least
have you contacting everyone.
That's true. Did it make you feel better? Like, well, if I go missing, yeah, they'll try to find me.
Yeah.
It took me a few days. If you had been murdered on Wednesday, I wouldn't have known until that following Monday. Well, yeah, it was because, oh, sorry, was that? I just started talking. Like, oh, well, okay, you're done with your story. Let me tell you all about my feelings and thoughts.
No, tell me.
Well, no, just like, I already forgot. Sorry, I smoked weed before we started this. So I've been trying to like focus really hard.
You said following Monday, missing, dead.
Who the fuck knows? Okay. That was 10 seconds ago. I can't remember. Okay, one last thing. Okay, you know the hot coffee case here? The McDonald's hot coffee. Right. And like, it got blown out of proportion. There's a documentary called Hot Coffee.
Yeah, it was like actually like really fucked up. I remember you telling me about it.
Yeah, so fucked up. She deserved every fucking penny she got. Everybody freaked out about this case, right? Even though like it just got spun wildly out of control. She deserved all of her money. There was a fucking, let me tell you, because I was trying to look up that Walmart in Hawaii to see if they had any comments about like disrespecting burial ground, anything like that. They didn't. But there was apparently a woman that fucking sued Walmart, like that Walmart, because there was a French fry scandal. She slipped on a French fry and fucking sued the shit out of Walmart.
Did she win?
She fucking got money, dude.
Oh my God.
She got like a couple, I think like over $100,000. And wow. I was like, we need to be focused on this fucking greasy bitch with her French fry. That old lady with the coffee had to get a fucking surgery on her inner thighs. This bitch slipped on a French fry. One fucking French fry.
It's like a fucking banana peel, like in like a movie. Like a
cartoon banana peel. Like whoop. Like they probably, there were sound effects. I wonder if she had a slide whistle when she fell. Whoop.
She probably had the French fry in her purse and was like.
Yep. Well, and it's so funny because we have like a hood Walmart over here with the McDonald's attached to it. I can't imagine not stepping on a French fry to get into that Walmart because it's so ghetto. There's like a fucking half-eaten hamburger. Like, what would they do if I stepped on a half-eaten hamburger and slipped? Like, they wouldn't give a shit.
Right.
They'd probably like fucking arrest me for loitering, like with a broken back. Like, I stepped on a burger. I just thought it was so funny because I think it happened a little before the hot coffee case. Oh, really? I just remember that coffee case. That's so funny. Everyone fucking hated her. She's a monster. And then this fucking bitch just sneaks on through, like, exploiting our fucking judicial system with her French fry.
Damn, I need to slip on a French fry.
Do you remember that one lady that her husband's friend accidentally cut a finger off? Do you remember this?
No.
So, like, he was doing something. He cut it off. She took the fucking piece of finger. And she goes to a Wendy's and throws it into their chili. And she was like, there's a finger in my chili. I am suing you. Yeah. And they were like, this is a raw finger. Like, it, like it's not cooked.
They're like, no one here is missing a finger.
It would have been great if she just sat it on top. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's a finger here.
That's funny. I always laugh, too. Like, because, like, I don't know. Since, like, after I stopped eating meat and stuff, like, when I hear about someone, like, I found maggots in my burger, like I found blood on my steak, like but I had just like heard something about like some guy was trying to say he found like a pig nipple in his on his burgers,
like
I don't know, like from Wendy's or something. Like
it was like, just a little nipple on top of his patty. Know.
They're like, we use like cuts of pig or beaver.
It wouldn't shock me if a pig nipple got in there, but I don't think it would be such a big chunk. You'd be immediately like, you know, identified. Yeah. I've been looking at pig nipples my whole life, and that's a pig nipple if I ever saw one.
Yeah, I thought it was just so weird to hear. I was like, what the fuck? Because, like, at work, we have the radio on, so I'm just, like, hearing this stuff all day, like, these weird fucking stories, and I'm like, okay.
They call in a pig nipple expert.
Yep. That's a pig nipple.
Well, dude, like, have you ever seen those news stories? They're terrible. Where, like, an earthquake happens, and the newscaster will be like, did you experience the earthquake? And they'll be like, yeah, boy, I was scared. And then it'll cut away from them. Yeah. Like, what did you need that for? Yeah. Like, you just have these most random, or like, it's so hot today. Sir, how are you handling it? Well, I'm just running my air conditioner and doing what I can. Yeah. And they'd be like, back to you, Brian. Like, it was some late breaking news.
I just saw something the other day, like some crazy guy, I guess, got like charged with like, I don't fucking know, obstruction of justice or something. Yeah. Because like, it was like one of those things, like the newscaster, they're like filming that hurricane down, I think in Texas or whatever that just happened. And he's like, oh, I think somebody wants to say something. We've got some random guy. And then, like, the guy comes up and he's like, this is all a fucking hoax. He just, like, starts, like, getting into, like he's, like, super angry.
Was it a black dude that he was, like, like confronting?
No, I think it was a white. Oh, this is a different woman. Like, some kind of crazy white.
Well, no. Like, the newscaster was black and it was a crazy white dude. That was, like, gets out of his truck. And you can see him, like, stomping and huffing and puffing towards him. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. This animal.
You think he's, like, going to say something, but really he's just, like, ranting, like, the news is fake news or whatever. God. Yeah, so.
It's like, go back to your truck that has the balls hanging off the fucking hitch, you dick.
Trump sticker.
Right. No. Get your fucking oil guzzler the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I thought it was
kind of
funny.
Yeah. It's funny. Other than that, fuck, I don't have anything. Today we're going to Hot Topic. We're spending a bunch of money because we have the hot cash. She needs some clothes.
That's fun.
I'm going to make her buy things that she needs. So she thinks she's going for like jewelry. Yeah. It's like, no, we're going to get you some stuff you need, like some socks. Again, not that it's like, she just needs some.
Yeah.
I know they're not going to sell them in value packs like at Target, but like she needs some.
That'd be good to have. Pair too.
Oh yeah, like I finally found a random matching pair. I was like, and then she was wearing them at the same time. I haven't seen her wear a matching pair of socks in 3 years, I think. So like it shocked me. And then immediately they got separated, and that was the last time I saw her wearing them together.
It's hard for me to keep my socks together. I magically have a pair of, okay, so I bought these socks literally, I'm not kidding, maybe like 2 years ago. And I was like going through my drawers and I found them just together.
There they are. Oh, they're Winnie the Pooh ones.
Yeah, what does it say? Perfect day for doing nothing.
I love it. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Fuck. That should have been the name of our podcast. A perfect day for doing nothing. Like, what a waste. What a gross waste of everyone's time.
Right.
Our time. The public's time. Well, our five dedicated listeners. Thank you.
One day my grandchildren can listen to this and
and be like, that bitch was nuts.
Yep.
So.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. We'll catch up later, and we still got to figure out what the fuck we're going to say at the end of it.
We really need, I don't know. We should do like some suggestions.
A vote.
Right.
Where one of five people might see it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm
going to start that Instagram, and then I'll do a poll.
Yep. Yes. Please and no do. One will. And I'll be the only one that votes.
They'll be like, fuck you, Laura.
Right. You're both cunts. And then that'll be it.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll see you around. The stay bummed and
stay sweet.
That's what we got so far.
I like it.
Yes. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.